Good morning. This is your Daily Berlin Briefing for July 7th, 2017. Because of the heavy rain last week, more fish have died in Berlin lakes and rivers than usual. This is occurring because the level of oxygen was reduced as the massive rain caused sewage water to overflow into canals and rivers, and the canalization could not handle the capacity. Especially the Neukölln-Schifffahrtskanal, parts of the Spree, and the Landwehrkanal were affected. Tons of fish cadavers had to be disposed of. In the meantime, a special ship that enriches the water with oxygen is in use. The court case of the Bulgarian man who kicked a woman down the stairs has closed with a prison sentence of almost 3 years. The 28-year-old man was found guilty to have dangerously harmed the victim. The main point for public prosecution was that the attack happened without a pre-warning and in a public place where such a crime cannot be expected. The attack negatively impacted the sense of security of the public. The criminal responsibility of the man was reduced. An expert estimated this because of an organic brain defect inflicted by an earlier car accident and the abuse of alcohol and drugs. The man confessed that he kicked the woman, but stated that he could not remember how the incident happened. The city of Berlin has paid a monthly rent of €160,000 for an unused refugee camp area since December 2015. The contract was canceled without notice a year and a half after the signing. The initial plan was to host about 1,000 refugees on the Tetrapak Areal in Reinickendorf, but the contract was signed before it was discovered that the building was not fit enough for housing. The city has been criticized for signing the contract before living conditions were known. Additional investments would have been required to create human conditions. The mayor of the Reinickendorf district, Frank Balzer, of the CDU, is still puzzled why the contract was signed in the first place. In the last 6 months, more than €2 billion of investment money was collected by German startups. Berlin secured the lion's share of almost €1.5 billion. The numbers are coming from the Startup Barometer by the Ernst & Young Consulting Company. This makes Berlin one of the startup hubs in Europe, behind London, but ahead of Paris. The two most successful collectors were Delivery Hero and Auto One. The most successful branches are e-commerce and fintech. The Berlin-founded startup SoundCloud is closing their London and San Francisco offices, cutting 173 jobs in the process. The company reported a net loss of more than €50 million in 2015 and might run out of cash before 2017, according to co-founder and CEO Alexander Leung. According to Leung, the steps had to be taken to stay in control of SoundCloud's independent future. Several news outlets report that the audio streaming company Deezer is interested in acquiring SoundCloud. The Berlin Senate wants to reform the legislation about freedom of assembly. The new bill is about better cooperation between local authorities and organizers of demonstrations. Should the new law come into place, the time and locations of rallies will be published in the future, and counter-protests will be allowed in range of sight and earshot. The local authorities have been criticized that they would announce the routes of right-extremist rallies too short in advance, which would hinder counter-protests. Senator of the Interior Andreas Geisel said that Berlin is the capital of demonstrations. About 5,000 are taking place per year. The new law should become a German-wide ideal for a democracy, supporting right of assembly grounded in basic liberties. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, tell your friends and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.